It is Paul Marsh with you till 1 o'clock, broadcasting out to the great waterfront city of Portsmouth and beyond on expressfm.com. Now, I am delighted to be joined in the studio by the very, very lovely and the very, very fit and healthy Hayley Madigan. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good. You know, I'm just about thawed out now. I've been in the studio for about an hour or so, so I've just about thawed out. It's cold out there, isn't it?
It's absolutely freezing. 0 degrees. I can't believe how cold it is, but... I actually did jump in the sea on Saturday, so that was refreshing.
No.
Yes, I did.
You know that scene in Family Guy where Brian's jaw hits the floor? That's what just happened to me. You swam in the sea?
Well, I didn't swim. I got in for a minute and a half.
And shrieked.
Cold dip, panicked, but I absolutely loved it. Cold water therapy, I'm really into it.
Do you know what? I see a lot of people do that, and it's supposedly very, very good and very, very, you know, it makes you feel alive,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It certainly does. It's brilliant. It supports your immune system, wakes you up, brings that adrenaline boost and gets your heart rate extremely high, shall we say. But yeah, it's...
Well, I will take your word for that one. I am trying to get fitter and healthier, but I think I'm maybe a few years off of that one.
Oh, no. There's no age to health and fitness. You can start at any age.
So we are here to talk about being healthy and fitter over Christmas.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you my story very briefly. I love bad food. I love burgers, I love pizzas, I love chocolate, and
same
I love crisps,
here.
Right? This time last year, so after Christmas, so January, yeah. I was just over 17 stone.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I, you know, we all do it. We sit there at Christmas, we watch movies, and we stuff our faces. We do. Since then, around about March time, I found out that I was intolerant to gluten and dairy, which has obviously changed my diet.
Of course.
But I've since lost around about 2.5 stone.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah. So we're getting there. But the big question is, of course, how can people enjoy Christmas, enjoy their food, but still not overindulge like I did, and then spend the next year losing 2.5 stone
to then put it on
in the next 2 weeks again?
It's all about moderation. I would never tell anyone to cut out anything that they enjoy, because restriction then creates that bad relationship with food and you want it more. Restriction always normally leads to binging. So everything in moderation. I mean, I'm a health and fitness instructor, personal trainer, whatever you want to call me, and I eat sweets and chocolate every day, but I eat it in moderation. I enjoy it. But it's knowing that you can eat any foods any time during the day over Christmas and not having that, I must eat all of the quality treats because I only get one day. You know, have a couple every day and there won't be that obsession with Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Feeling like you need to eat all the Ferrero Rochers and have the massive Christmas dinner. It's a roast dinner at the end of the day. We have every week.
Do you know what? I think you're so spot on there. I think so many people sort of, they don't, I know what it's like. I know what my mum was like, and I know what my wife is like. You're not allowed to tuck into those Christmas goodies until Christmas Eve.
They're in a special cupboard, right?
It's
at the top.
You have 3 days, and that's it. And then by Boxing Day, you have to be back to normal bangers and mash and
get
what
rid
have
of
you.
All the food. So eat it all. Make sure the kids get all the food. And it's that mentality of Christmas. You know, over the course of those few days, you have to eat all that food. You don't, or you just enjoy it for every day. You know, there is that obsession, especially in the UK, that you have to have bad food around Christmas because we enjoy it. But it's not necessarily the term bad, because it's that brings on that negative connotation in our mind that we're not allowed it. It's food that, yeah, may not be that healthy, but little bits of everything, a little bit of what you fancy does you good.
Don't
right?
eat the whole wheel
Don't
of cheese
the-
in one day.
Exactly.
Spread it
You're
over two.
You're going to make yourself feel sick anyway.
Yes.
So what's the point?
Exactly. So we spoke before about eating over Christmas, and, you know, the big tip is moderation. You know, you can have a chockey, you can have, you know, some cheese, and you can have some crackers and everything else. Don't go overboard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Don't go overboard. Don't spend January trying
Enjoy
to lose
it.
What you put on in 3 days.
Yeah, and also don't step on the scales and think, oh my goodness, I've put on 5 kilos of fat, because you haven't. You know what the scales are like. You eat some carbohydrates, water molecules stick to it, and you go up a couple of kilos, but that's not fat. So move away from the scales. Don't weigh yourself, because you'll put yourself in that negative mind space of, oh my goodness, I've put it all on, I need to lose it. Now, 9 times out of 10, it's not fat. So
I spoke before about how much weight I've lost this year, and it's, for me, it's just about feeling good. Now, I love a pizza. However, the next day, I'd feel awful.
Yeah.
Bloated Sluggish. And heavy and everything else like that. When I feel good and you feel positive and you feel good about yourself, I think that that's better than any set of scales. However, so we talk about in fitness over the Christmas period. Obviously, some people have gym memberships, some people can hit the gym. If you're not a big gym freak and you want to just go and do something a bit more relaxing, what type of things would you suggest?
So even though it's absolutely freezing outside, getting outside for a walk in the hills, if we've got any outside of Portsmouth, but walking the dog, going on the beach, you know, jumping in the sea if you wish to, like some of us crazy ones do. But even playing games inside, you know, Christmas Day, Twister, getting the body moving in different ways. Having fun with your family, playing darts or, you know, board games. It's all about daily movement. You don't have to go for a run if you don't want to. I remember one Christmas when I was kind of deep in my disordered eating days years ago, I counted how many roast potatoes I ate, and I ate 5. And because I did that, I went running the next day for 6 miles to burn it off, which is the worst mindset to have around Christmas, let alone, you know, just daily life. So I would I would always say, don't exercise to burn food off. Exercise for health reasons. Exercise to train your body to be stronger, to lift weights. You know, I teach live workouts every morning from my comfort of my own home. You need one set of dumbbells, you can have an incredible workout. Build your strength, you know, especially females. It's good to lift weights. So if you don't want to specifically do exercise, things with the kids, you know, games, getting outside, playing football, throwing a rugby ball, etc. Even if you're not very good at it, just movement will be great.
Well, the thing is, I think it's one of those, especially this time of year, it's even worse. But when we do take the dog for a walk out into the woods, yes. the woods and the does, when we take the dog for a walk out in the woods, it is one of those things, oh, come on, you know, we've got to do it. But afterwards...
After you feel great, right?
You're buzzing. You've got those little endorphins kicking in your head and you feel great.
We're meant to be outside. As humans, we're meant to explore and feel the sun on our face and the wind in our hair, even if it's absolutely freezing. But we're not meant to be sat down, you know, inside all day long. Just get out. It's the number one feeling. Get out in the morning, go for a brisk walk, whether it's 10 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever you can do to fit in your day. It's a brilliant way to lift you up.
Now, something we do at home, we've got an old Wii system.
Yeah.
Now, our kids love it.
It's fabulous.
They, you know, like you say, imagine it's pouring down with rain.
Yeah.
And you just think, oh, I'm just not doing that. There are so many games. And it's just, you're not sat on the sofa with a controller in your hand.
Exactly.
You stood up, whether it's playing tennis or running or whatever you're doing on there. It's just that little bit more activity.
And getting that heart rate racing. We've got an Oculus.
And okay,
there's a boxing game on there. I won't lie, 3 minutes of that, it's worse than any gym session. I'm sweating, and you get into it. So yeah, anything, you know, because the technology has improved over the years. Oculus is fabulous. It's great to get moving and to kind of feel like you're in this whole new game. And you're not in your home anymore. And like you say, to share this time with kids, it's a brilliant way for the family to enjoy it together.
Is there level settings on that boxing game? Is like,
yes.
Is there hard Muhammad Ali and easy is Paul Marsh?
I won't lie. Yeah, it's hard, but yeah, there's levels. I can't master it yet, but I'm gonna try.
Right, Hayley, I wish that we could talk for longer, but we have to play some music. So if the people want to find out a little bit more about you, if they need tips on staying healthy and fit over the Christmas period, where can people get hold of you?
So you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Hayley Madigan Fitness and on Facebook at Hayley Madigan.
I thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. It's big, been
big,
fabulous.
Big fan of your pages, especially the things that we can't talk about on radio. Very funny, by the way.
They'll have to go check that out, won't they?
You need to go and check that out on Instagram because I'm absolutely not getting the sack for it.